What's up? You're listening to Youthcast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. This week, poop talk. When it's personal, it's embarrassing, at least for most people. But when you're talking about global access to sanitary conditions, it's a humanitarian crisis. Bill Gates made headlines last week when his charitable foundation invested in a toilet redesign. Between 30 and 40% of the world does not have access to clean, sanitary, human waste disposal methods. And a lack of access can create disease and death that spreads through an entire community, simply because someone wasn't able to flush. Reporting for WHJE in Carmel, Indiana, Sarah Zhang makes a good point. AIDS and malnutrition are easy to put a face on, but feces? Here she is, taking us out of our comfort zone from the States to China in A Little Flushed Up.
You wake up feeling like it's that time of day. You know, that time of day. So you get up, walk to your morning brown, sit down, and you squeeze. Hard.
To pass the time, you decide to read a magazine.
Read a book. Text your friends. See you later. I'm still on the toilet. Or, more realistically, I've got to do homework. Or, my parents have grounded me.
Okay, done now. When do you want to hang out?
Wipe, rinse, and repeat. Toilets and sanitation. A little flushed up. Our world's not-so-little porcelain problem. This process I just described, whether you call it number two, passing elephants, or your AM-BM, is a normal part of your day. So normal, in fact, that our bodies often follow a natural clock pattern to excrete its waste. However, over 2.5 billion people on planet Earth don't have that luxury. And that's access to the most important part of human excrement, the toilet. And that isn't available to one out of every three people in the world. According to the World Health Organization, lack of waste sanitation kills an estimated 2 million people a year. 2 million. That's as many people that perish because of AIDS, and twice as many as malaria's death count. So why has no one heard about our human waste problem? How our own poop kills 6,000 children a day? The answer is social taboo. So far in this broadcast, I have yet to refer to bowel movements directly. Bowel movements, stool, feces, but who calls it that? I asked some of my friends to tell me about their waste disposal routines in a closed, soundproof room, and no one would tell me.
Did you just say defecation?
What kind of question is that?
What? Are you serious?
That is awkward. I don't want to talk about that. Okay, next question.
That question is what the WTO, the World Toilet Organization, that is trying to answer. The WTO is an agency dedicated to the proliferation of sanitary toilets and the prevention of millions of needless deaths resulting from poor sanitation practices. And like many world health catastrophes, it is the poor and helpless that are affected the most. Our human waste problem goes hand in hand with poverty and urbanization. There are an estimated 600 million people living in Latin American squatter settlements without food, without work, without clean water, without hope. Squatter settlements exist in the periphery of a city's slums. The United Nations defines it as a rundown area of a city characterized by substandard housing, squalor, and lack of tenure security. But no amount of description or warning could prepare me for the real thing. Gleaming skyscrapers define the life of the modern city-dwelling Chinese. Whenever I visit my relatives in China, I'm struck by how modern everything looks. 10 years ago, bicycles and carts were commonplace. Today, they're gone. Walking in the main shopping district is like having a high-definition television surrounding you on all four sides. Everywhere, there's lights, there's advertisements, there's music. So imagine my surprise when I went to the other side of Shanghai, the Shantytown district. Before you even approach a Shantytown, you smell it. It's a curious, indescribable smell. A mixture of the worst diarrhea you've ever had, dried mud, and animal fat. And when you see it, the sanitation problem becomes obvious. And Tracy Sun has been to one of the toilets in one of those shanty towns.
I've been to China, and that was quite an experience. Defecating. They have squat toilets, which, if you don't know what they are, instead of a seat, you squat down. And the particular one I went to was basically just two cement blocks next to each other and on top of a hole. And the sewage system was basically non-existent. It was basically like a latrine in the woods. In fact, it was like a garbage can, basically. So everyone was dumping random stuff in it.
Everywhere there's trash, piles and piles of trash. Trash mixed with mud, and mud mixed with fecal matter. This humanization of our world sanitation problem was what really hit home for me. The disconnect became reality. But the humanization is what's most difficult for sanitation advocates. AIDS and malnutrition are easy to put a face on, but feces? There's no catchy slogan for that. The World Toilet Organization is about as good as it gets, and even that is liable to draw giggles. Sanitation is the unwanted cousin of AIDS and malnutrition relief efforts, but sanitation deserves and needs all the attention we can give it. The international community is just beginning to recognize the severity of the crisis. The United Nations declared sanitation as their 2008 advocacy theme, and the World Toilet Organization is broaching 50 member countries. But what can the average person do? This is a toiletal call to arms for the developed countries and the able. To provide sanitation for 30% of the world isn't easy. Relief efforts never are, but it is necessary. As the founder of the World Toilet Organization, Jack Sims, likes to say, we are the global voice for toilets, and by extension, we are the voice for all that cannot speak for themselves, and that is a desperately poor around the world. Besides, I think you can agree, because not having toilets is a little flushed up.
That was A Little Flushed Up, get it? By Sarah Zhang of WHJE. WHJE is a radio station based in Carmel High School in Carmel, Indiana. Hey, everybody. You've been listening to Youthcast, hosted by me, Molly Adams. Youthcast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. And while you're on the internet, head to youthcast.org, where we have links to some of the proposals for the Gates Foundation's Toilet Redesign Initiative and other information on our global waste problem. Also, feel free to give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/generationprx, and connect with other like-minded youth radio fans. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.